Blog Talk Radio.
That totally makes me want to go,
I wanted to go, that's what I wanted to do.
That was pretty much, how I've been listening
to that. That was pretty much. Oh, like the guy in Disturbed. Oh, David Draymond. Yeah, I love that bald head. You're going to be like, wiki, wiki. That's a nice head you got there.
Really? That can be taken two different ways.
And you know, and I probably meant it any way you could take it.
Ooh.
Oh. Yes.
All right, we're
take
off the wall
anyway.
We are off the wall already. That's right, bitches. So, that's right. It is actually Thursday, January 12th, 2012. That's kind of cool. Anyway, okay, so what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. I was introducing the show. It's January 12th, 2012. It is Thursday, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay, because I couldn't remember if it was Pix and Easter or not. No, but today's just a normal show. And you can tell I'm totally on it today. I don't know what's wrong with me. I probably just haven't had enough sex. Okay, but anyway. I'm Snow White, the ever professional, you know, always shy and reserved and...
whatever.
And totally, totally sweet and innocent girl who's never done a thing wrong in her life. Mm-hmm, that's right.
You were just doing wrong before the show, and lightning does strike.
I'll have to make sure to move the hell out of the way then. And the woman in there who is calling my bluff, that'd be Corey / Gamenatrix. What's shaking?
Me.
You.
Okay, you talking about you're off. I just tweeted in my search box. Can figure that one out from the browser where it says Google or wherever you have there. Yeah, I was tweeting in that box going, why you no work? You don't tweet.
Googly eyes. Why you no work? Okay. one who is quiet, who I think is actually muted.
No, I'm not muted. I'm here. I'm just really quiet.
That's surprising because I played your song.
I know, right? I was bouncing off the walls there for a second, but yeah.
That song was dedicated to my girl Ginger, just rocks.
Yes, Ginger rocks.
That's right. Ginger does rock. That's right. She rocks my socks and my panties. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, panties cause leg. Don't wear them.
Yeah, you know, actually, I don't wear
them. She did. I never have told her that. God.
I never understood why people wear panties in Second Life. It just makes no sense to me.
They do cause leg.
I don't wear panties in real life either, so.
You know, I go commando. I prefer it.
Yes.
You can't do that. You can't do that in summer in Texas. You know, going commando could have dire consequences.
Well, only if you're wearing a skirt, though.
This is true.
Yeah,
it's very true. Oh God, here come the tweets.
All right. Jeans. It's jeans. Lots of jeans.
Oh yeah, jeans. Jeans and commando. That's perfect. I'm gonna have some cookies while y'all talk. All right.
Ooh, cookies.
Hi, Dave.
Ooh, hi, David.
Is he in chat? I didn't look. Like I didn't look.
Well, first, I would like to take this opportunity to welcome our first lady to Twitter because she's tweeting now. Hello.
Yay.
Yay.
That's I don't think she's listening, but just in case you are one of the most beautiful, most well-spoken, graceful women I've ever seen in my life. Much
pop. I bet that's David right there. Sorry, there we go. Sorry.
Well, here's why this is monumental. Michelle Obama is the first lady to ever be on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, was Twitter around with any of the others?
She's hip with the young folk, yo.
Yeah, that's how they won the election. They were hip and down with us young people's social climbers, mm-hmm. or social network climbers. Something is not right in here.
Good too.
Yeah, her first tweet was, "We're excited to launch at Michelle Obama as a new way for you to connect with the First Lady Michelle and the president's campaign and let the hate mail begin." Oh, she added that part. Or I added that part, rather.
And David's in the chat room.
Hey,
hi, David.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, David. How are you today?
We just make him blush.
His ear turned red when he blushes. I love that.
I don't know. We'll have to catch him on camera. Clothed, girls. Fully clothed.
Damn.
Yeah.
I don't
want
to be clothed.
Tapey boobs?
Hey, I have more than that on my boobs at the moment.
At the moment?
Well, you have pasties instead?
No, get your
friends. I got a dress on. So I'm good.
You still look like a slut, though.
Oh.
Yes, I do.
I am.
Okay, we got a lot of ground to cover, ladybugs, and there's some news that came in the evening time we probably need to let some people know about because it is juicy, but I need to clear my throat. That burger was delicious.
David says in the chat room, hold on, he says he blushes more than he cares to admit. That is so cute. I just want to make you blush more.
I know. He looks like the blushy type. He does. Y'all be nice to him, girls. He needs some blood in his face.
That's a good word. Does he need blood?
He doesn't need blood. I don't know. We need to get off the subject. My mind went somewhere else.
Ooh, that's true. No, keeps talking that way, and I'm sure the blood's going to go south.
Going to go south.
It depends on what I talk about, too. If you really want to get graphic, I can do that.
Get your peoples. Somebody come get them. Where is Blaster? That's who I need. This train is on the wrong track. Something happened. All right. So,
I think it's aftershocks from last week's Thursday show.
It most likely is.
Yeah, anyway, what gossip did you have? I'm sorry, I derailed.
Well, not gossip. We're going to tell you lovely people there about SOPA. Again, we're mentioning SOPA. You all that are doing the rants online and, you know, posting up things, stop it and do something. Quit talking about it. Do it. Okay? Seriously. Okay, so there's a service called PopVox, and that's P-O-P, V as in Victor, O, X as in xylophone, mm-hmm. .com. That'll help you find your congressperson free of charge. From their SOPA and PIPA page, you can see a list of all the people supporting and opposing the bills. You can read the text of the bills. You can then go and tell the people what you think about stuff that's up your asses because we don't want it type of thing, if that's what you feel like saying. We advise you not to say it that way.
We advise you to have a little tact when you're talking to someone who can call in the FBI to send your ass to jail.
To erase you.
Yeah, basically, to erase you from existence.
Yes.
Don't erase me. No.
You think you don't need your Social Security number until you don't have it anymore. Okay, so.
You're like, oh, damn, I don't exist no more.
What you mean my ID say I don't exist? Or this is a fake ID. I'm actually from the backwoods of Vietnam somewhere. What you mean you're going to deport me? I'm an American. Yeah, see, things like that happen.
Yeah, that didn't stop. What, they deported a 15-year-old or something the other day?
Yeah.
By mistake.
They sent her to Columbia.
Oh,
they sent this girl to Columbia because she lied about her identification, and they didn't bother to actually check. They're just like, oh, so you're such and such from Columbia? Okay, let's deport your ass.
Yeah, well, see, the deal was that the alias she gave, the name of the chick from Columbia, was wanted in Columbia for a federal offense or some shit.
Still,
like that.
You don't just deport people, you check.
No, yeah.
If she can't speak a word of the damn language, if she doesn't have an accent, which she didn't, you need to check this shit.
See, people, we are still very connected you know what? Stop it. Bad ginger. Okay, so anyway.
What are you doing? Hold on.
Thank you, X, for telling us that. X would like us to know, or all of you out there to know, she's doing her research. You can listen to Gamer Girls Radio via your Kindle Fire. Ginger has verified listening via your Android device, and we all know you can listen on your iPhone, iPad, and all that business right there. You find any other devices you like listening to us on, and no, listening to us from your pants does not count. You let us know. You just let us know who had their keys over on the wrong side of the board just now in the chat room.
That'd be me.
Both hands on the keyboard.
No, they were both on the keyboard. They would look like they were a few letters over. Like, I'm just going to start typing from here. This is the new home rule. It's fine. They'll understand.
My right hand was all messed up. It was like, no. I don't even know what's going on.
Her right hand was messed up. Maybe her hand was below the desk. Bad. Okay, so anyway, you pop over to the pop box. You do this here business. They are going to ask for your name and your address.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to send a lovely letter over to the appropriate folk. Now, if you would like to take a more direct route, you can go to writerep.house.gov/writerep. Just go over there. And you'll need your zip code to do this one, and then you can send them a letter there. You can also visit the Senate directory, which is at senate.gov. You know, flip through there. I'm sure you can find it. If you want to yell at somebody, there is a Senate switchboard. The number is 202-224-3121. The House switchboard is 202-224-3121. Now you have something to do with all those minutes you were saving up for on your cell phone. Just call over and over. And you can say, no SOPA, and then hang up. Now,
right.
So if you're writing a letter the old-fashioned way, if you just hardcore, you're like, I want to make sure that they get this, you need to reference SOPA, H.R.3261. If you're writing to a senator, you can reference PIPA, P-I-P-A, Bill S.968. And if you're listening to this on rewind, do not panic and say, I was not ready. You know you can rewind. Stop tripping. Okay. So people, get to work. Stop the ranting now and get to work. We're all going to do it.
Yep,
we're all going to go do mm-hmm. it. Right, ladies? Yes.
Yes.
We must stop the SOPA because we can't give you any gamer porn if this goes
no,
through.
No, I need my gamer porn.
Gamer porn is hot, dude.
Yeah.
We are some hot bitches. I'm just letting you know.
Well,
I met a guy the other day. Oh, showed me a picture. He's a geek, and he's in a kilt. And I was like,
Yes. Geeks in kilts is always delicious.
Yeah.
Only
yes.
If they wear the kilt the right way.
He's like a real Scotsman.
Yes.
He was a real Scotsman?
I had to ask him. Yeah.
Did he say yes?
Yes, he is actually a Scotsman.
Oh.
No, real Scotsmen don't wear anything under their kilt. He can say he's a real Scotsman, but he's only a real one if there's nothing under
he's
that.
He's
going
to have to prove it.
Well, yeah. You know, he said there was nothing but a... Yeah, again, I like that idea. Prove it. Prove it.
What is really wrong? Okay. So,
don't mind the camera. It's all right. No filming it, I promise.
So now, those of you who listen to us, our fellow gamer journalists, you know, we're crazy, but we try to stick a little message in with our crazy. If you are so inclined and you get the
I got a message for you. You ready?
Oh, God.
Thank you. Pull my hair.
No. No. That is not the message this particular time. Reddit, if you haven't been listening every morning, is doing a blackout on the 18th of their website. I think we're going to join them for a couple of hours. So you all, depending on when the 18th falls, may have the whole day off.
Sweet.
Wait a minute. It falls on a Wednesday. Sorry.
Damn.
Well, lunch with Ginger and Corey will be off. We may actually just do an hour of silence. That's what I'm feeling like. Because that's a good protest.
Yeah.
Or we may do it all day just as long as we got air. Just dead air.
You know, that's going to suck. I'm just saying.
It'll suck.
Mm-hmm.
And the top of the show will start with no SOPA, and that's all you get on the 18th. Sorry, guys. If you're listening to our dead air.
Or this show is brought to you by the people who are trying to, what's the word, who are trying to censor our rights, and then no SOPA, and then dead air.
There you go. This show is brought to you by SOPA.
This is what this time slot will sound like if you pass SOPA.
Yep.
See, people do something. Quit talking about it. Be about it. Okay. On to the next order of business. Who's going to bring the pantyhose? Oh, wait a minute. Wrong show.
I don't like pantyhose. I prefer bondage tape.
You know what? I don't know what evil wizard came up with pantyhose, but when I meet you, I'm punching you.
Right?
Who decided that women needed to wear thin, easily ripped garments on stilts.
Thank you. Thank you. And you know women normally have nails, too. So what the hell? Really?
Nylons at the moment are very hot on my stilts. Thank you.
Yeah, you can't, but you can't wear ripped nylons in the workplace. Although I used to show up with rips in mine on purpose, and they'd be like, "You, your pantyhose. I know they're ripped. You know I'm protesting."
What are you protesting?
I'm protesting nylons. That's why I don't own any anymore. Well, unless they're fish nets don't really count. But still,
no, fish nets don't count. They don't rip as easily. Number one, and number two, they're hot.
They don't.
They don't. Well, it depends on what you're doing to get them ripped. You know what I mean?
Like I said, the hell they don't. Okay. All right. So.
We're moving along.
So I got my pop box open right after the show. We're going over. We expect you to remember pop box, and it's POP, V as in Victor, O, X as in xylophone.com. Please go over, or you know any of the other places we mentioned, and stop talking about it. It's time for us to move. We urge those of you who live near your state capitals, go do a protest. Just sit out in front. You don't have to punch anybody. Don't wear your cosplay. Just go. And sit with your phone, do some tweeting, get caught up on your homework, the stuff like that. But, you know, do be a nuisance, sit on the stairs in people's way. Ginger wants you to tweet pictures of under the female congressman's dress to see if they're wearing underwear. I don't know why, but.
Pull down the man's pants, see the way.
Oh, no, only do that if they're hot, which means, like, it'll be like 1% of them.
Yeah.
Is Clinton still on? Is he still in Congress?
I didn't really find him hot.
I didn't really find him hot either.
I did. Rare.
I found him a blustering fool, but that's just me.
I like.
Yeah, I was like, how is it that you keep getting in so many skirts?
Because he had that Kennedy vibe.
How the hell did you manage
really?
To get into her skirt? Damn.
Well, Monica didn't surprise me. She's kind of eh.
Now, see, X is saying she wants to know when she can listen on Xbox. You know you actually can if you have Zoom. We be everywhere.
Sorry.
That was, oh my God.
And be burping your ear apparently too.
That was
bless
you
know.
Just
you.
So you know.
Sorry.
Bless you. No, bless you.
Thank you.
All right. So
what?
Here we were talking about this morning, but we always have to do a little bit of a repeat because when we have Snow in, it's always funny to get her reactions. Hilarious. Because you know she's going to go off on some people.
Mm-hmm.
So Snow, did you hear about the Bones barbecue incident?
No.
Oh, she quieted down. Are you cracking your knuckles?
Yes, I am. Actually, I'm like,
You should be. You should be. This guy
you
needs
should
to
be.
Snack.
Somebody's about to get cut.
Well, I'm going to give you a quick rundown of the story. You remember the thing that happened with the whole Child's Play, the guy ruining his company by having a whole sparring match with Gabe from Child's Play?
Yeah, he had an E-ping comparison going on when his fell far short. Yeah, I remember that.
Well, we had a similar incident with a place called Bones Barbecue, and they are up your way. Go by there and spit on them when you...
Well, what happened first?
I was getting to it.
All right. Damn.
They pretty much decided to bash a customer via their webpage. I need to find the quote because I couldn't believe that someone was so idiotic as to put this in print. Apparently, he was not listening to Gamer Girls Radio.
So they would learn if they listened.
Yes. Apparently, lovely Miss Stephanie S. went by, and she used her app on her phone that I talk about often. You know, you have your Scout and all this stuff, where if you tweet your location, sometimes you get a coupon to eat there.
Right.
So they ate there and left a tip. They're saying they left a $40 tip. The people at Bonus Barbecue say they didn't leave a tip. And they decided to post up on Facebook and link to her personal Facebook and Twitter accounts. And this is what they said. Not wanted. Stephanie S. left waitress zero tip on a $40 tab after she received a Scout Mob discount. If you see this woman in your restaurant, tell her to go outside and play hide and go fuck yourself. Yelp that bitch.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Yes, we had to censor that this morning in case you were listening.
I've already heard this once, and still my head's just like, who does this?
Wait. Say that one more time for me, because I did not quite absorb that.
You want the whole thing. You just need that last part.
I just need that last part.
If you see this woman in your restaurant, tell her to go outside and play hide and go fuck yourself. Yelp that bitch. As in, put her on Yelp, in case you guys don't know what Yelp is. Some people don't. So... Miss Stephanie had no idea what was going on until people called to tell her Bonus Barbecue is talking bad about you. So what she thought or what most people were thinking had happened is she wrote a review on Yelp, and she said her review was not scathing by any means. So she was trying to figure out why the hell they would say such a thing, and they left the $40 tip. Now, here's what Ginger and I decided. I'm going to read you this first and see if you come to the same conclusion. Mm-hmm. Bonus Barbecue, in there, this is their their attempt at an apology. They said there was not a tip left, and the fact of the matter is that my entire crew has been working practically for free for 8 months because we know we have something special. After not leaving a tip and the review, I lost my lid and made a bad judgment in anger. There is no excuse for my behavior, and there is no excuse for not tipping. Sincerely, Andrew Capron.
Hey, so did he admit that he lost the tip? Or is he saying that you didn't tip?
He's saying that they didn't get a tip at all, but he's complaining that he went off because his crew has been practically working for free. So what conclusions do you come to from all that?
Okay, my conclusion as a waitress, my conclusion, if your crew is practically working for free, then your crew fucking sucks.
Yes, yes, yes. And Ginger said the crew probably took the tip.
I agree. That was my second thought right there.
I've been, you know, scrubbing tables and cleaning God knows what and dealing with, you know.
I hit that applause on accident, but it was good. I hit the applause on accident. But
let me talk to, what is his name, Andrew?
Andrew Capron.
Okay, Andrew.
Capron,
Andrew, pull up a chair, son, because you're about to be schooled. First of all, I don't care how angry you are at a customer. I don't care if you worked your ass off for a table and they did not leave you a tip on a $2,000 order. You showing your ass like that on the internet does not make the customer look bad. Oh, no. That makes you look bad, which in turn makes your company look bad, which in turn will make less people want to go there, because people are going to be like, well, damn, if I go there and maybe I don't give this person enough of a tip, is he going to blast me like that on the internet too? Because I'm going to tell you one thing, I'm not going there.
Well, if the backlash had already started, they on Yelp, people were just going down, giving them one star and saying they would never eat there, they're never going back. In this day and age, we have this happening a lot. This is not the first time I've heard this. This is just the first time that a major news outlet picked it up, Huffington Post picked it up, and I also saw it on, you know, TV during the day a couple of days ago. That's why we picked it up, and social media kind of ties in with gaming because, you know, we all use it. You all have to be more aware of using these social networks for anything. Mm-hmm. They were originally made for business purposes for the most part, although Facebook was not, but still, it still has more of a business vibe. You have to be careful. You can't just sit in there mad and decide, you know what, Grandma, you didn't buy me Xbox for Christmas. Fuck you, Grandma, and then type it up on Facebook. Your grandma's on Facebook.
And it doesn't matter if your grandma's not on Facebook. Somebody who knows your grandma is on Facebook.
On Facebook.
And is
yeah.
going to tell her what's going on.
And if it's my grandma, you better hide because she's coming after you.
Yeah.
She's gonna show up at your house. My grandma's going, when you open the door, oh, I didn't get you an Xbox? Give me the money back I got for you. It's in my piggy bank. Well, bust that bitch open because you're going to give it back now.
Yep.
That's my grandma.
My grandma wouldn't be like that, but I'll tell you one thing. If I find anybody talking bad about my grandma, I don't care if they're related to me or not. Their ass would be, no, we ain't having all that.
So, it's just,
you just got me mad. Just thinking about somebody talking bad about my grandma.
I'm just shocked every time I see this stuff. People who are like, well, I got fired because I posted pictures of me drinking last Friday.
What the hell did you expect to happen? Okay, this is what just totally, totally blows my mind. People don't understand that the people who work for a company are a direct reflection of that company. If you look bad, the company looks bad. And the company does not want to look bad because if they look bad, they're going to lose their customers no matter what what industry they're in, be it customer service, be it construction, be it whatever you want to think. That company does not want to lose customers. And if you're showing your ass on the internet, you're looking bad, which in turn makes the company look bad. And if the company looks bad, guess how they're going to fix that problem? They're going to get rid of your ass.
You need to create separate space for work and play. I think, and I can't even say this is a young people thing, or, you know, you're freshly out of high school or you're in high school, you don't know better. There was a friend of mine a couple of weeks ago. I had to call her out on Twitter. She was posting up stuff. And I said, look, girl, first of all, you posting stuff on your boss's page and being flirty. Well, we do it at work. You know what? That's different. It's not in print. It's not there for his wife to see.
Yes. Thank you.
And if his wife is a crazy bitch, you might come outside and your car is on fire. You just really have to think about stuff like that. You never know who you're dealing with on Facebook, for one. Put it this way, what if this Stephanie S. chick was crazy and she came back and shot up your restaurant?
Exactly. And there are so many crazy people out there nowadays.
And what's really funny is he has his name attached to that.
Yeah, that
so
was
she could
smart.
Look up his name and go after him specifically.
Yep,
and that's the other thing. Maybe, I mean, if he owns this company, it's not such a big deal for him, you know, if he's planning on working here forever.
Yeah, exactly.
But he just defamed somebody over the internet. They got made public.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's going to try to get any sort of job, the same job he's doing now, he's going to get laughed at. He's never going to be able to be hireable because people know he's a troll.
Exactly.
People, the internet, and this is the one thing. Well, you got to think about it. We've been trying to tell people this for forever. The internet is not anonymous. Anonymous, y'all started this. The internet is not anonymous.
Nope.
Anything
once
you put
it
out
up,
there,
it's up.
Yes. Yeah, once you put it, I don't care how quickly you delete it. It's up there forever.
Yes, somebody
is
going to go, print screen.
Exactly. Or
exactly.
It's even cached somewhere on a server. It is never gone all the way, ever.
Yeah, especially with the way Google's new engine works. Not that I'm telling you guys to do that. There's backways pretty much into everything. Anything they force you to sign in for, and they're like, oh, you can't get this. If you go to a cache page, you see it exactly how it is. A lot of companies maybe have not noticed this, but yeah. There have been things, my subscription has run out, and I still need to grab something. I go to the back end page. It's not illegal. I did pay for the subscription. I just needed to get this.
Yep.
So I mean, you cannot post up stupid shit, your rants or whatever. Yes, we talk crazy here, but there's things we don't do. If we have a disagreement with somebody, I like, what is it I do, girls? I say, okay, I gotta go for pace for a minute before I type it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've heard her do it. She's like, nah, girl, I can't post right now. I can't post right now. I gotta calm down. I can't post right now. Or I'll be like, Corey, breathe. Don't say anything yet. Breathe.
Come on, like, who we cutting? Let's cut.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm not saying that I'm all sane all the time and miss rationality, but if I was to send some of the stuff off the top of my head, oh, my God, we'd never go anywhere. Nobody would ever give us anything. They'd be like, those bitches are crazy. And there's been a couple – at one point I was doing this, but I stopped because, you know, the new Outlook will actually grab your shit and send it for you anyway.
Uh-huh.
So I used to type out the whole email, and then I'd leave it open, and then I'd come back and edit. I don't do that anymore either because Windows is crazy. Be like, oh, you wanted to send it to the person that's in the email at the bottom. Okay, let me send that. Oh, no, wait. I wasn't done. So I just walk around. I pace for a minute and can breathe, and yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now if you see something up from us on Facebook, and if it looks a little suspect, 9 times out of 10, we meant to say it. But
yeah.
We don't do this.
We don't post up. We don't post up angry. When we post, we mean it to be there.
Mm-hmm. Because
I won't admit to not posting angry. She might let me out because it went away.
She did it once. I had to. And, no, your friend is crazy. That was a few months ago. She had posted. I was like, what is, no, you cannot do that. That does not go up there. She was like,
that comes from her being a damn troll. She's so used to trolling. And saying whatever the hell comes into her mind, she does not even think about it.
If she called me on Skype, I was like, why is my Skype ringing? These two never call me on Skype. That's when I know it's bad. I was like, why is my Skype? What's wrong? I was like, okay, Ginger.
First of all, delete what you just said. The damage is done. So go ahead and delete it.
Take that shit down.
Take that shit down.
I wanted to cause the damage, though. That was the issue.
Breathe, baby, breathe. You can't do that. Anyway, so hopefully you all have learned your lesson, but there'll be somebody else that's going to do it.
They're not going to learn their lesson. For some reason, people think when they're on the internet, they are invulnerable. You know what I mean? And it just doesn't work that way, guys.
Well,
it really
Paul and what's your name? What's this guy's name here? I forgot his name again.
Andrew.
Yeah, Paul and Andrew have learned the hardest lessons ever at the end and beginning of the year. Maybe they can work together and start a company.
They need to get their douchebaggery together and just work on that shit.
Wait a minute, is that again, I still have your phrase on my sticky note, premeditative douchebaggery? Is
that is
that?
Premeditated douchebaggery right there.
That's awesome.
I wish I could find the other companies that have done this, because several have, but this is, if I was her, I would sue them.
You know what, I wouldn't sue the company, I would sue him. And the reason I would do that is the company really is not at fault because they have a douchebag employee. But the company really, really, really needs to penalize him in some way so he doesn't do that shit again.
Oh, no, he's the owner.
He's the owner? Oh, then shoot the sue the fuck out of the company.
See, people, this is why you're not getting paid for 8 months, because you're working for this idiot.
Exactly. And let me tell you guys, you are probably getting gypped by this motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. He might have took the tip.
Exactly.
He took the tip and put it in his pocket and then decided to blame somebody else.
8 months, really?
And no, David, you are not invulnerable.
Dealing with customers.
If your restaurant has been open for 8 months and your crew is working for bare for almost for free, you are doing something wrong.
It's a restaurant. You know what? He needs Tabitha, what's her face, that does the salon takeover to come by his restaurant, and she needs to yell at them and call him a fuckwit. I love when she does that on her show. You haven't watched that show? I love that show. She did for, I think, 2 seasons, would go in and tell people how to do their salon. I learned a lot about stuff that's not supposed to be being done to me at salon. So now when I go in, I got an attitude problem. No, you see where my color is bleeding? No, I'm not paying for this. So, no, you didn't do that right. But now she does all businesses, and she's English. So imagine Simon Cowell if he was a woman.
Oh, yeah, she's awesome.
Yes, Tabitha, oh, yes. So I love what she calls him. She said, they'll show the segment, and then they'll show her looking to the camera. You are a fuckwit. And they bleep it out. I'll be like, yes. I love her. Anyway, so that's what they need to come down here to Bonus Barbecue, and Ocean's Media needs them to come over and have a chat.
There's a guy on the cooking channel who actually goes to restaurants and, like, eviscerates them. It's beautiful.
He's English as well.
John Ramsey, is that his name?
Yes, Chef Ramsey. I love him, too.
Love him. Dude, you are awesome. You're a little scary looking. He's a little scary looking to me.
See, this is where I'm totally lost because I don't watch TV.
Find him online.
Girl, I only watch the cooking channel. Jay Dukes is in the house.
Jay, what's up?
Boob.
Oh, David, don't tempt me, honey, because I will say them just to make you blush.
Oh.
And if you don't know what's going on, you are missing it. You should be in the chat room. That's just how it is.
This is how we roll. All right, we must move along. Oh, yes. Okay, let me do some juice, because some juice has come in. Late in the evening.
We're on the juice.
What juice?
Wait a minute. I lost my page, so I'm scrolling. Okay. Zynga, which we've been telling y'all about. They've been losing money.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Well,
yes.
The war is on. Did we not say to y'all there's going to be a fight between EA and Zynga? Did we not say that?
Yeah.
We called it.
Well, Zynga has hired EA's top mobile and social executive Barry Cottle as their new executive vice president of corporate and business development.
Snap.
Bam! Throw the gauntlet down.
Snap.
Juicy.
Them fighting words right there, dude.
Them is fighting words. Zynga, they were on the losing end, but...
Wow.
Everybody's saying all nice things, but... This is
really
nice. You know they're always saying nice. You know what? Zynga's saying nice things about him. EA hasn't said anything. But somebody
EA is like trying to get over having their ass handed to him in that particular little bout.
You know, EA has their lawyers pouring over his contract right now.
Oh yeah. That's exactly what they have. Yes.
Oh, do I need to do the Kill Bill call out again? Do I need to do that? Let me go ahead and do it real quick.
You know, there's like a team of lawyers looking over that stuff right now.
See, and the fight is on at EA and Zynga.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have fun watching this one. I really am going to have fun watching this one because EA has their little...
Well, EA stepped on their devil.
Well, they stepped on their toes first. Zynga was totally in their little... Facebook space, and then EA was like, oh, they're making money. We want some of that. So they made their little games. Is it just me or anybody else finds EA's Facebook games just crazy? They make no sense.
Yeah.
The Sims, people stop playing that.
Stop sending me requests for that crap.
I played it for a little while, and I kind of like it because I love The Sims. And then I realized you can't do jack unless you have other people come help you. And when I'm playing The Sims, I don't want it to be that much of a social game, dude. I don't want to have to depend on 4 other people come help me build this fucking couch.
Oh, wait, you want a game on a social network to not be social?
Yes, goddammit. I don't...
Yes, Sherry, I don't... This is her. This is not, you know, put it this way. Sherry and I are, the, you know, on the hardcore Sim side. If you're playing The Sims, part of you playing The Sims is you feel like controlling some bitches. I think
exactly.
I want to make you jump in the fire.
I want to put you in the damn swim pool and then delete the ladder and watch you die.
That's what I want.
I might like Sherry's way of dealing things.
Yeah. Anybody who's ever played The Sims, you have a bad day, you come home, you make a sim of your boss, you put that bitch in the pool, you delete the ladder, and you look at it, bitch, that's what you get for making me put a cover on. What you get? You can't. If you can't do that.
You notice about the new cover sheets, right? Yeah.
Did you get the report?
Did you get that memo? No, I didn't get that memo. So
if you could just do that for me, that'd be great.
Yeah.
You know, Ben is listening and going, oh, my God.
So now this was, but The Sims wasn't the one that really had me confused. It's the cooking one that they had. They were trying to mimic Cafe World.
Okay, which one was that? Did I play it?
Oh God, I don't know the name of it. You had a restaurant on a street with everybody else, which was stupid in and of itself. Game has to have some kind of logic, okay? So if me, Sherry, and Ginger playing, our restaurants are right next to each other. It's like a whole city of restaurants. What's the point?
And where the hell are the people coming from? Are people having babies in the bathroom?
Are they hung
out?
Are they stocking up on food across the tundra? They need to stop at every restaurant. So I don't.
I think we're gonna want fried chicken on next month. So let's go ahead and stock up. Ooh, pizza. We can have that this month.
Oh, wait a minute. They got hot dogs over there. So when we come from here, but none of it had any. The game. It was just not cohesive. None of it made any sense to me. You had a menu, and you were supposed to pick things from your menu to make, but you didn't have the ingredients, but you had the ingredients for this, so it would make that instead and put it on your menu.
Yeah.
And then you were supposed to be able to buy ingredients, but they only gave you 3 a day, and then you had to spend your real money for them, or you had to get your friends to send it to you, and if they sent you too many, you couldn't use them. It was just too complicated.
It was really, really bad. And for a Facebook casual game that you're supposed to be able to log on, play for a few minutes, and be like, okay, I'm good, and log off again, that was too fucking complicated.
It wasn't complicated in a good way, let's put that, because I like a
book,
but it didn't make any, I couldn't figure out how to fit it all together. Like, you need ice. Okay, who needs ice? Why do I need somebody to send me ice?
Can't I just freeze the fucking water? Do I not have a refrigerator or freezer?
I got bottled water. Why don't I have ice?
Yeah, why can't I put my bottled water in the freezer? You know, pour it in little containers, put it in the freezer, come back a few hours later, hey, I got ice.
You would think, but no.
And remember the Ponzi scheme one that we played, which started out decent, but then it stopped making sense.
Yes, I remember that too.
So Sherry's in the bottom of my pyramid, and I'm also at the bottom of hers, but I'm also at the top of my this makes no sense. I don't get it. So they stepped on Zynga's toes and didn't do a good job of it, and I think this is just going to make it worse. They're going to be all kinds of pissy. You know what, EA, just leave Facebook. And Zynga, you need to try to get the hell off Facebook for that matter, because your stock is still plummeting. All y'all just need to get off of Facebook, and then we can see who's really fighting.
Make some actual games, for fuck's sake.
Yes.
Games that don't have us relying on 500 other people to help us move to the next stage in the fucking game. That's pissing me off.
I don't get that, because so many people out there will add just anybody. They don't even have to know you to add them. I see them go to like the forums for the games, the Facebook page, and be like, hey, I need friends. And then they start just randomly adding people. And I'm like,
somebody messaged me talking about, hey, Gamer Girls Radio, can you add me? Do you guys play games? Okay, you know what, bitch?
I don't know
you. Do you even know who we are, bitch?
Do you even know who we are? You asking me I will not be adding you. I'm sorry.
Honestly, Xbox, you can't hate on that, because, man, if you ever played Fallen Earth, it takes like 9 hours to make eggs and bacon.
No, but there's a reason for that. You have to actually go find the eggs and then
get the mutated chickens that were as big as, you know.
Oh, stop reminding me of the mutated chickens.
What? Are you talking about Fallen Earth again?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
The mutated chickens, in an odd way, used to scare me. The ones that chase you.
Mm-hmm.
And
those are fun. I love those.
Is there something?
No, they were not fun to me. And they made a weird noise. It wasn't even like a chicken. It was some kind of
a kick out of those. That was awesome.
Dude, I was scared to death. Me and my horse were laying it down close to the ground, riding away. I was like, no.
No. The only time I was ever scared, was with you with the fire-breathing zombies.
Okay, those were scary as hell.
Yes.
But I mean, zombies.
And
Chupacabra
jumped me.
They would kick your ass anyway, but then they're going to come breathing fire? Really?
Yes, yes, exactly.
Fucking eat a Tic Tac or something. Shit. God.
I just had the whole scene play out in my head, all of us on top of the bus, and then I hear this. It was dead silent. I hear Sherry. Did you just breathe some fucking fire at me? I was like, who's breathing fire? What happened? That bitch is breathing fire on me.
I'll start throwing Tic Tacs at him here.
y'all are just... we gotta go back. We gotta find us a what was his name? John Bowman? No, something.
Sean Bowman.
Sean Bowman.
The one who liked Blaster? Yeah, boy.
No. That wasn't Sean. Yeah. That was somebody else. Clown.
Yeah, that was.
Oh
Jack.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry, Sean.
Sean Bowman was the one that I killed again and again.
Oh, I remember him.
He ran by Mark. It really wasn't my fault.
It was you did it on purpose. You're like,
yeah,
should I kill him?
Yes, he was asking, should I kill him? And before we could answer, you hear, bam.
No, I think I did answer. I was like, do it.
Sean Bowman has been
He was Mark. He should not have been Mark.
He didn't even see you. I think one time you were hiding in some cars because you were watching while me and Blaster went down into the bunker. And Snow's over making clothes, being all cute.
That was so much fun.
We gotta do that again.
Yes. Speaking of fun, if you were listening this morning, I was saying I was going to share with you the secret I was telling to the Ginger in the Snow. Now, this whole discussion here stems from the fact of if you... been keeping an eye on the gaming news the past few weeks. We have a lot of little whiny developers that are whining about the Android and the Apple market and how they don't want to develop games for the handhelds because the Apple market is too strong and the Android market we can't make any money. Well, last night, an old friend of Snow and I's hipped me to a company that's in Second Life that is not just making money but kicking ass.
Kicking ass and taking names.
So her, what's her face?
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
What's her face? You know she works at Java Sun Systems, right?
Yeah. Okay.
You know she works at Java Sun Systems, right?
Yeah, she told me.
Yes. So she gave me this. I went over and I checked it out. I was blown away. I will tell you guys where you can go check this out. It is called socionex.com/game. These people have built four different MMOs inside the world of Second Life. They're charging the real-world equivalent of $2.50 for you to get a heads-up display and start playing any kind of game your heart desires. If you like the vampires and the whole Victorian age, you go there. If you like futuristic, they've got Nomos. They've got one called Golgothica. They've got one called Kingdom of Sand. I mean, they just... Wow, okay. I get tongue-tied because I'm just so amazed. I love when people do amazing things. We tell you guys about MMOs in Second Life a lot, but this is probably the one I've seen that is the most advanced. There's another one I found today, but they're German, so they're needing a translator in a really bad way, because their English sucks. But their HUD is pretty interesting as well. But these people here, not only do they create a game, the backstory is relatively unique, especially for the vampire one. I've never seen this before, unless you count the movie, what was it, Daybreakers or something, where the vampires are in power, and we are the food as humans. They can rent you out if they decide.
Well, technically, in the movie Blade, the vampires were in power. They were just doing it underground. Well, you're talking about, like, the vampires are in power, and it's obvious, like, they are in power. They own everything and run everything. Okay.
Exactly. So the whole backstory is somehow, however, obviously we lost power. Their HUDs are very unique in the fact that most HUDs kind of put everybody on the same par. You know, if Snow and I are playing, you know, warriors, we're equal in, you know, our strength. Not so with them. Vampires are stronger than you. And you can see how strong they are. Now, five of you can probably take one down, but by yourself, it ain't happening. I don't care how much you level up, they're still stronger than you.
You know, now that makes me want to make a street gang.
a street gang in Victorian clothes.
Yes, what up?
Having my parasol in my hand. Yeah. What's up now?
It's a parasol and it doubles as a sword. Just push a button and a blade comes out. Ching!
You know, you just got to make sure that the tip of it is wooden and it's kind of jagged, so you jab it in.
Fiorello, the vampire slayer. So, that's the other thing it said in, looks like Verona. I keep wanting to say Verona. But I like all the backstory where we're also, even though we're the food source, we're also precious to them, meaning any vampire that kills a human can be brought to court. And somebody was being brought to court last night. And this is, again, you know, we're all heavy on the role play. A lot of this is not the stuff that they put in game. Their game elements are done like an MMO outside of Second Life, meaning this stuff pops up on your HUD. You know, court starts in 5 seconds. The people versus, I forgot her name, Nanexa. It starts in 3 minutes. She needs to be at the courthouse. If you're not, we're going to come and arrest you. And they actually do go and arrest them and mm-hmm. put them in jail. And you actually have to stay in jail. Which is, I've never seen that in MMO either. Usually they put you in jail and then they fade to black and then you come back out and they're like, okay, go play. But no, in this one, your ass is sitting in jail unless you have money to bail yourself out. You do have to work for the currency that they have in game. As I told the girls earlier, also, they pay you to be pregnant because the food source is so scarce. You get paid every time you go to the OBGYN. And it comes up in your little pocket. They have a bank. You can take out a loan. I took out a loan last night. I got approved for 50 gold coins. I'm very proud.
Okay, well, let me ask a question.
Huh?
Are they picky about who you breed with? Like, do they want to have the finest stock, or can it be just a girl be like, I'm going to go whore myself out to some people?
It's food to them. They don't care if you inbreed.
Blood and blood. That's my second question. Can you trade the currency with other people?
Yes.
So in other words, you could become a breeder, keep, you know, fopping out these little guppies, whatever.
Yeah. Sell the currency.
Exactly. And that's where they have these the other developers outside of Second Life beat, because they allow so much freedom. They haven't released a kit yet where you can make the weapons, but you all were there earlier. You saw all the tons of weapons on the wall. And they're saying they're going to release a dev kit, so that's going to be more chances for people, even the players, to start making money. You know, things that do damage or things that help heal you faster, or, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff that I was reading that they were planning on doing. So I think the developers outside of Second Life probably need to take some note. I haven't been to their other three sims, but think about it. Whoever did this is not some amateur person that decided, like, we have people that are putting shit up on the App Store. Like I saw the other night, said, this app can allow you to, you know, trace your calls back. Not that you need it. You have fucking caller ID. But the people were buying it because they were stupid. And then they were getting gypped for the money. Whatever it was didn't work. And then Apple counts that as part of, we have over a billion download apps. No, you have some shit on your store. And then our developers are complaining, we can't make any money because the app. No, what you need to do is suck it the fuck up and actually, instead of making, either pick a platform, whatever it's going to be, and make a kick-ass game for it that you can't get anywhere else, and then people will buy whatever it is. I'll go buy a PS Vita if you put a game on it that is absolutely epic. Aren't you two, do you two think the same thing?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Would you buy? You'd buy it. Say, I got no problems. I go pick it up. I must have this game. Wait a minute. Oh, he said Knights of the Old Republic. I was like, what? You Star Wars, what, for $4 on Steam? Jay, don't be saying stuff like that.
Oh, gosh, I'm so jealous. I want to play Star Wars the Old Republic so much.
That game is awesome. I know.
I was in the beta. I love it. I totally love it.
Knights of the Old Republic, the one that was on Xbox?
No, not Knights of the Old Republic. I'm talking about the
Old Republic,
TOR,
right?
Yeah, the Old Republic, MMO.
Yeah. I thought you didn't like that.
No, I did.
Oh, well, you are in a rarity. You are a rarity.
It was all right. It just wasn't something that I would pay to play.
Maybe it's because I like Star Wars. I loved it, dude. I mean, I like, okay, the Sith side was my favorite. It was a little more animated, a little more in-depth. And you know, you had the option of being bad, and I tried to be bad. It didn't work out. I felt bad.
I was trying to be evil, and I was like, this is not evil enough. I need more evil.
I was the exact opposite. I was like, but I don't want to kill him. I want to be nice. So I ended up being a Sith that was on the light side of the Force. It was very complicated.
See, yet another advantage that they have that these people are having over our other worldly developers is that you could be as evil or as good as you want. And like I told y'all, somebody's going to die. I have to be a serial killer. It's going to be dire consequences. They're going to hang me or something. Or they might not. But somebody's going to die. And it's going to be within the next month. I'll let y'all know when it happens. Some bitch is going to get their throat cut.
Just, you know, don't be cutting my throat, okay?
No, I'm not cut your throat. But they're going to think I am, and then I'm going to fuck them up instead.
Awesome.
That's how it's gonna...
awesome, awesome.
You know how I roll.
I know how you roll.
What is it? I have my supermodel serial killer.
Oh, yeah.
I may have to take my alt player and get, like, totally knocked up and get paid and do it again and get my stuff again. Yeah.
Okay, no, but my problem is this. Okay, when it comes to the whole... the breeding RP, for me to do erotic RP with somebody, I am super fucking picky. I do not want to spend my time with some guy who's going to be like, oh, baby, just like that. Ooh,
well, see, I'm looking at this as a paycheck, and there's got to be some noob guy around there who just wants some pose balls.
I don't want to do the pose balls. I mean, pose balls are all well and good, but I want someone to fuck me with their mind, not with their avatar.
We're all off paycheck. Of you too. All off the subject because, again, I told you it was a developer that did this. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to role play any part of that if you so desire not to. Somebody's,
you
know,
just declare yourself knocked up?
Well, no. The HUD is going to say whether or not you're knocked up. This is why I said a developer did this. This is not, you know, Joe Blow that sat at home Sunday and decided, I think I'm going to make me a game and upload it to the App Store. And it's going to be about frogs hopping.
Mm-hmm.
And these dots here are frogs. And this
hey, I like my frog game.
No, not Pocket Frog, because Pocket Frog is it. But say nothing about my Pocket Frog.
Don't talk to you about my Pocket Frog.
But you know what I mean? They can't do any graphics. All they know how to do is green dots. Okay, this dot here is a frog. And this line that I drew that's crooked, and I tried to do it in Photoshop and make it look 3D, but it didn't work, is the street. And when you hop across, you got hit. You have to imagine it's happening, though. I got the sound effect, but it's not really. You all have seen those apps like that. We play games like that they've sent.
Yes.
So this, whoever did this, is a developer. Every little contingency they thought that you could think of that a developer should be thinking of, they did, and they did it without half the resources because Second Life is not nearly as powerful as, say, Unreal Engine 3. Not close to. So you little developers, shut up and stop fucking whining. Do something.
Mm-hmm.
People need jobs. Okay. I said it through the teeth. Do something.
Yeah.
Do we got time to jump into one more?
We do. We got 7-ish minutes.
Yeah.
9 minutes.
What are we jumping into this time?
Oh, you know what? I have forgotten what I was going to say.
I'm sorry. I keep going back to this Australian Christian lobby thing and, like, glowering. Oh.
What?
What?
Australian Christian lobby compares games industry to tobacco companies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, I'm going to have fun with that one in the morning.
Oh, boo. I do want to mention again, if you were listening this morning, you heard us talk about the new technology from Sony Ericsson. Microsoft needs to watch their back.
Yes.
The Sony Ericsson software is not – well, I don't know if it's software. They didn't actually say what it was. We just got it this morning, and Sony didn't – or Ericsson – why do I keep saying Sony Ericsson? It wasn't Sony.
I don't know.
Child, it's
late. Do we know somebody named it like Sonny Ericsson or something in Second Life?
We probably did.
I think we did. I think that's why you're saying it.
It's just Ericsson. I keep trying to throw the Sony in. But Ericsson has created something that will allow you to transfer data via using your person.
That is creepy is what that is.
It's
and like we said, you know, is it actually located in a part of your body? I mean,
well, they
like,
what they
chop your hand off, your head off, or
what they showed in the video that they would not allow me to download, which I do not understand. Ericsson people, you need to talk to your people. You can't be sending stuff over and then I can't download it to give it to the people. But in the video, it showed that the guy put the phone next to the other person's hand, their hand, and then they walked over to something else and then put the data into whatever the TV screen was. So that's...
Wait, say that again?
Let's say you had a picture that I said I wanted in
your
phone. I could walk over with my hand and hold it out, and you'd put your phone next to my hand, do whatever little thing you're supposed to do. The data is now actually in my hand.
Oh, that'd be handy. So, get it? Get it?
So I walk over and put it on my computer or whatever, and then, bam, I have it. So
I just cracked myself up.
Or nuts. But this year, not really. We were detailing all the ways that that could be bad, because if you're carrying data, could you imagine a courier that's trying to go? You have the bike couriers now. They don't have the bag anymore. All the stuff is just on them. They're trying to remember where it is. Okay, I put this one in my nose. Wait a minute. Let me put my nose next to you. Okay, you got it. You got it. Could you imagine though, somebody that wanted to get something from somebody, secrets, hacking hands off, body parts, fingers coming off.
Like I said, I mean, do you need to be alive? Because I'm going to put this somewhere where if you take it, I'm dead.
Johnny Mnemonic. I like the technology, but I am telling you, Microsoft is not going to just let this fly by, because they relate with the whole Kinect business, trying to jump on. You know what? Y'all are bad in the chat room.
I didn't do nothing.
Y'all are bad yeah.
I would like to go on record as saying I hated She-Ra.
What?
I hated She-Ra. I wanted to be He-Man. Come on, She-Ra was so girly. I hated She-Ra.
Well, you cannot hate her. Didn't you like Jim and the Holograms?
No.
Oh, girl, I love that show. I love Jim and the Holograms. What?
No.
All right, you know what, Ginger? You are now officially lost your woman card.
Especially since we had them on the show. That was one of our first guests was the creator of Jim.
Oh.
No. You lost your woman
a
card
Scooby-Doo
right there.
And He-Man and
like Scooby-Doo and you did
Mindy and...
Oh, I'm gonna cut you. Hell no.
Yeah. What do you mean I can't be a He-Man? Watch me. I can be He-Man.
Something is wrong with y'all. Something is wrong with you people.
She-Ra was so girly. Ugh,
you,
I hated that.
Since she's girly, what we need to do is get a She-Ra movement together so that we can bring her back, and now she will be kick-ass.
I agree.
I guess so. Cause, I mean, back in the day, she was... I put her down there with, like, Rainbow Bright and
what
was that other one?
You did not just compare.
Oh
no!
I hated those.
No! You did not just compare She-Ra to Rainbow Bright.
Yes, I totally did.
Me and you after the show, outside near the slide.
No. My mom bought me a Barbie. I tore it up and buried it. I wanted the Transformers that the boy next door had.
Okay, you had a boy complex, whereas I just took my Barbie and said, you know what, Barbie, you are so pretty in your evening gown. Now take it off. Let's go out and adventure through the yard, and we're going to capture some plants.
You just had to transform
how you played with them. They didn't have to be what you wanted them to be or be what they were. Okay, on that note, since it's almost time for us to go, I do want to... Ooh, is that my phone? Oh, yeah. This has nothing to do with anything, but since we're talking about all girl power and whatnot, I did just say on Twitter, I am going to go and check out Haywire and Underworld. I advise or urge you girls to go check them out, because
yes,
this is the first time in history we've had two movies premiering with two women action leads. Support our girls.
You know I'm going to watch both of them.
I'm going to be right there, especially Haywire, because that chick is serious business.
I'm going to watch Underworld. I got a little vampire fetish going on.
Well, I'm gonna see both, but I want to see the Haywire chick, because she is not a stunt double. This girl is a martial arts champion, and all the ass she is kicking is her kicking it. I got to see it.
That's hot.
All right.
That's gonna be cool.
We out of here, people. We'll see you guys. We'll be back in the morning.
Yeah, tune in tomorrow to hear Ginger and Corey do the news. Tuesday you'll hear Pixinista, and you know we're always off the hook on Pixinista.
Skyrim.
Oh,
nasty bitches.